In the name of Jesus, amen. The five verses of Psalm 103, we spoke earlier in the introit and then also a portion of that in the gradual, serves as the basis for our meditation and comfort this evening. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, to affectionately, gratefully, with a heart overflowing with God's gospel and grace, the children of God respond to that with their voices and sing praises, with our hands and minds as we pray, in our lives as we live in faith toward God and love one another. Bless the Lord, O my soul, with my entire existence, my emotions, my body, my eyes, ears, nose, my reason, all of my senses that You've given to me, O Lord. I will thank the Father this night, this day, because of the Lamb whose blood sets us free to be the people of God. Everything in our life is a response to God's great love to us in Christ. Without Christ, we would now have no reason to give thanks for His creation. Without Christ, we would have no future. Without Christ, we would not know God is with us today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. And the Psalms go on a little later on and say, His word is elevated above His name. And John writes, and that's the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us, not against us, but full of truth and grace. That's the Word of God that continues to rule the world by the preaching of His Son, Jesus Christ, into the hearts of Christians, day in and day out. That's why we can say again tonight, bless the Lord, O my soul, and never forget His benefits. A little later, one of the other psalms says, O Lord, if I should cease to praise You, I would wish that my mouth would become dumb, and my eyes would become blind, and my body would become immobile. But I cannot help but praise Thee, O God, for all Your wonderful things. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Here at First Lutheran, this past year, baby Drew was baptized. Noah and Steph were married. A couple of engagements. We paid off the church mortgage. The LWML mission projects and Pastor Bernard were fully supplied with all their needs. Bless the Lord and forget not all His benefits, both publicly and privately. God kept you in the faith all by Himself with His means of grace all year long. He gave you faithful friends, godly children and a godly spouse, honest work, joyful retirement. He gave you a church family, food and clothing, and contentment. Yes, the eyes of First Lutheran look to Thee, O Lord, to open Your hand and satisfy our desires, to give thanks and to look to You to be present today as You've promised, and to bless our tomorrows. Because it's You who forgives all of our iniquities. Unless you were sick or some way serving your neighbor or off away for 52 Sundays this year without fail, you return to your Father's house just like the one leper to give thanks. Thanks that we can confess and hear Christ's word of absolution here on earth, spoken through mouths into our ears of faith. We give thanks that Jesus' real body and blood was placed into our mouths to strengthen our most holy faith. We give thanks for the promises once begun in our baptism and continued as we die in the faith. Those promises comfort us all year. We give thanks that all the temptations, all our sins, all the naughty words spoken, thought, done, all the shameful deeds, together with all of its guilt, we give thanks that it's covered by the word and blood of the Lamb. We give thanks in the words of Isaiah. We greatly rejoice, and our soul will be joyful, for he has clothed me with the garments of his righteousness. We will not be charged, nor will we be held to give an account for our sins. Not tonight, not on Thanksgiving, nor on the last day. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Jesus has paid your debt in full. He heals your diseases. Among us, as of late, there were quite a few surgeries. Ida and Lori, Sue, Francine, Yolanda. Bless the Lord who heals your diseases. Most of you took medicine for colds, flu, infection. Bless the Lord who heals our diseases mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. All of our healing comes from the Lord. And that ultimate healing that we experience with some here this past year, when the body was laid to rest and the soul is safely gathered into heaven. Don and Kay's Ricky, Salco, Sue Rohrbach's mom, Lefty. We all have aches and pains and troubles. We have heartaches. We have sin. Fear not, the resurrection of the body will take care of all of that. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who redeems my life from destruction. This past year, you were kept close to Jesus. His word and promise and gospel was in your mind and on your lips and in your mind and in your heart. Jesus never left your side, not for one minute, so that you would not go off and join the world in riotous living, so you would not practice sinful habits that he's forbidden a baptized child of God to continue in. Nor did we give in to devilish despair over sins or brokenness or heartache. But in fact, just the opposite. We held fast the word of Christ. We learned, like Paul writes to dear Timothy, to pray for all people, that we would lead a quiet and peaceable life in Christ Jesus. We were bought and paid for with his blood. We live our life under the cross and the empty tomb, with God's grace, his righteousness, his love, all of our days. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. God's love in Christ surrounds you so that you can work with all that he's given you, so you can rest by streams of water even, so you can enjoy creation, so you can be kind and compassionate and tender-hearted, and love one another as he has loved you, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Crowned as sons and daughters, believers in Christ Jesus, the priesthood, a holy one, a holy nation, a people who belong to God to proclaim the praises of him who calls the world out of their darkness and out of their hate, and into the love of God in Christ Jesus, who gave up himself for all people. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who satisfies your soul's mouth with good desires and things, so that your youth-like faith is renewed day after day until he returns to bring you home. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is my body, my blood, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Lord, may thy body and thy blood be for my soul the highest good. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless his holy name. For Jesus' sake, amen. Our daily bread has not failed. Our clothes have not worn out. We have not lacked any good thing. You have watered the hills from your chambers. You have given us rain and sunshine in their season. You've protected our fields from the storm and tempest. You've given us plentiful harvest of the fruits of the earth. You've heard our prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. You've given us good government, a fairly peaceful nation, health, so many blessings, a body and soul. You've given us family and children, a church, a vocation, time to work and a time to rest. We thank you for watching over the beauty of the earth, the crown of creation, humanity, and for providing for everything we need. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend our thanks, trusting in you, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Rise and pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me."